Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. It is the good old summertime and time to take your Tootsie Wootsie for a stroll down the shady lane. Reservations can be made at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you still wear a mask in public. While you're walking up to the garden entrance, take a good look around at the large garden bed where two sizes of the crown of thorns is blooming in color and is mixed around the Crassula perfoliate red treasure, a plant whose flowers are so scarlet red that they look almost iridescent. Another great thing in the entryway border is the huge patch of natal lilies with umbels of large white bell-shaped blossoms. Once inside the garden, a fun place to start your walk is always the children's garden. The zinnias have grown so much and are a wonderful burst of summer color. They are a heavy blooming annual, but if you let these last few flowers remain on the plants, they will produce lots of seed and come back for you on their own next year. Another beauty in the children's garden is the beautiful orange-colored double daylily. Directly across the paved walkway are the demonstration garden beds, and one plant really worth a second look is the cotton balloon plant. This is a member of the milkweed family and is home and food for many of the caterpillars that populate the garden in the springtime. Last time we looked at this plant, it was just a bit taller than me, which is a bit over 5 feet. But if you look at it now, it's at least 8 or maybe 9 feet tall and so heavy that some of the stalks are falling over. A little later in the season, as the balloons break open and the cotton-encased seeds float out, you can see how this plant spreads throughout the garden. Walking down to the cactus collection, the Mexican lime cactus is about to bloom, and the prickly pear has a few new blooms as well. But the astonishing thing is the shaving brush tree, which is leafless much of the year, but currently is the only bit of real shade in the cactus garden. These trees have grown in Mexico and Central America for many years, as evidenced by the Mayan culture's use of them in artwork on ceramic pieces. If you head directly across Tram Road and into the shady garden, there are hot pink and blue flowers coming up on the urn plant and a very secluded rest stop if you're ready to sit a spell. When you're ready to continue along Tram Road, head on out toward the rare fruit orchard. Just before you get to the orchard, if you look to the left down Acacia Loop Road, the Banks Grevillea protea on the right is blooming, and just a bit farther along and to the left, the mauve honey myrtle is a riot of purple bloom. This is a fast-growing shrub that can be pruned into a hedge or used as a screen and will bloom sporadically throughout the year. If you step back across Tram Road now, you can look at the most beautiful of sights, fruit ripening on the plant. Both the passion fruit vine and the fig tree are heavy with fruit. These passion fruit and the figs will feed the garden critters for a couple of weeks at least. Another beautiful bounty of bloom just down Tram Road from the fruit orchard is the water gum tree that is a blooming bright yellow beacon with the luscious naked lady lilies blooming under its branches. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.